Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
At 97.3. Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello there, hump day.
Hey.
Vinny.
What's up?
Nothing. How was your ride in?
Easy.
Oh, yeah?
Stress level like a 2.
Would you leave early?
No, just it wasn't that bad. I mean, it's raining steady, but it's not bad.
It's freaking...
What was it? Three...
Squall coming from my house.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God. I left actually 10 minutes early. I got here right on time. It was so slow on the highway.
A lot of standing water.
I was freaking out.
3 weeks ago or 2 weeks ago, whatever that storm was, that was like a stress level 7.
Oh.
like sheets where my windshield wipers couldn't go fast enough and...
And my window kept fogging up, too. Like, you know how that
happens?
I just was really glad I'd given myself some extra time so I could go slower,
good
stay
for
in the
you,
slow.
Sarah.
Thank you. I was a planner today.
Where's my bell?
So, where's my cow?
There is heavy rain expected today on and off. So, you know, there it is.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to the next few days of rain. It's going to be great.
Well, let's see here. I don't know if that's... I think today is the doozy. And then...
I think so, yeah.
Frankly, it would be great because children need to go outside and play.
Go on.
That's all I have to say.
Are you sure?
Are you talking about your boy?
I'm talking about the children that are coming to my home
for
this weekend.
Oh, right.
I'm just, you know, there's actually a little park near my house. I was thinking, it'll be so great. They can go play there. I'm like, Sarah, they're going to be at your house the whole time.
Well, you're also talking about, you know, kids. They don't really do that anymore anyway. So they'll be like, where's your charger?
What are we talking? PlayStation, Wii, Nintendo,
I'm actually,
whatever.
You know what? I have one of those, and it's there's a room for that. And I'm actually hoping that that's the kind of kids they are.
The locks on the outside.
Yeah, exactly. You guys, just call us when you want to come out, and we'll decide if that's okay.
Right.
That starts tomorrow or today?
It starts, they get here, I won't be awake for it, but they get here tomorrow night.
Uh-huh.
And then
It's on.
Yay! It is on. So Friday morning, I'll be in here, and as though nothing has happened.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, I always think about, like, I have a lot of rules at my house. Like, as I have people to my house, I realize how many rules, like, everyone takes their shoes off at the door. Everyone
do that, too.
There's no eating. What do you mean you hate it?
I hate it.
It keeps your floor clean.
Sure.
Like, you tell three little boys and a girl that they can't.
Yeah. No
come
problem.
No, take off your effing shoes right now. So, whatever.
Or you could stay outside.
Or you could have told them, get a hotel. You can't stay here.
It's my close family. I'm not doing that.
All right.
Well, they got to follow your rules.
I know. But
you'd
you're right.
Be expected
it is
to
my
follow
own.
Their
absolutely.
Rules.
And I would ask what the rules were.
Yeah.
You know. But little kids, what are you going to do?
Nothing.
I know.
Zero.
So basically, tonight is the season finale of Big Brother.
And next
Wednesday is the season. Opener for Survivor. So I'm feeling like I could just go into like a trance for the next week. You know, like after tonight, just be like, okay, I'm shutting down, you guys.
How long are they here for?
They're here till Tuesday.
So
only
5 days.
5 days.
Only.
Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night, Monday.
Shut
night.
Up for you, Vinny. That's 4 or 5 too many.
Well, I have way more problems than Sarah has.
Problems. They're challenges, Vincent.
Yes, challenges.
Thank you for your lovely note last night.
Who?
You're welcome.
You gave Hooman a lovely note?
No, I gave all of you guys.
Oh, you did?
Oh, I didn't see that.
Where was that?
It was an email.
Oh, the one about, right. Yeah, I think that,
that must have went to
We're going to have to
email.
Figure it out. You're doing 2 nights anyway, right? So.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do 2 nights. I mean, unless I stay at Larry's.
Larry!
Friday. He might be my date if John can't come.
Maybe we could all see your note. Vinny could let us use his apartment. We'll just all crash there and have a little Alice party.
I actually would have done that if someone hadn't already called it.
I knew.
Who called it?
I actually knew somebody called it.
No.
One of your bros?
One of my bros. Well, my bro and his wife and their kid.
Their kid.
Oh, yeah,
and then my other bro will probably stay there as well.
That's cool.
Oh, boy.
You know, I prefer room service anyway.
Filled up.
Yeah. I want breakfast in the morning.
I want all the stuff. So beautiful there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll figure it out, Ben. Mm-hmm. It'll be great.
Yeah, I just wanted to get back to you guys. Yeah. I mean, you guys want the info, and I can't help you.
Yeah.
So that email I sent you explains everything I know up to this point and how you will get a resolution, and it will not come from me.
Mm.
I had meetings yesterday, and they went splendid.
Oh no. Good.
No, really.
Oh, they went serious.
They went absolutely great.
For you to pull out splendid felt a little facetious.
No. I mean, that was great.
Got what you wanted?
Yeah, and the person, Thea, that I met with was fantastic.
Oh, good.
Nice, kind, helpful, enthusiastic. Like, it was great.
Yeah. I had a very pleasant... We have a client meeting. I don't know if we're going to be endorsing this client or not. We're not at 100% yet.
Yeah, well,
but we're hopeful. I mean, this is a product that I can get behind.
I have strong feelings for this product.
I do. I also have strong feelings for this product.
Yes,
overwhelming feelings. Like I really thought to myself, boy, I really want this.
Yeah, good.
This is a good experience.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Is it ice cream?
It's not ice cream.
It's ice cream.
Close.
It is ice cream.
It.
You're right.
You nailed it.
I love when we meet clients and we're like, man, I really like those people. And their product is awesome.
Well, I mean,
Fun.
We've definitely made some missteps in the past, but we want to believe in what we endorse.
Absolutely.
I feel like that's a small thing we can give to our listeners is that, you know, we don't take every endorsement. Like, believe me, if we took every endorsement, every single ad you heard would be a live ad.
Right.
We're picky. We're picky and we're a little
bit
bitchy.
Well, some of the stuff, though, I mean.
A little.
When we did Mercedes, I was like, I'm getting a Mercedes.
Oh, yeah. No, I loved the Mercedes.
I never, after that, I went, I'll never be okay without, until I get one.
Yeah.
I need to have one of these.
Great
if I had a garage, I would probably get a Mercedes. Mm-hmm. I just feel like so bad for my car sitting out there getting rained
weather
on.
Weather beaten.
And even their service. I got that windshield and the window fixed.
Oh, yeah. How did that all that
It all went
up?
Great. I mean, it was just.
Well, you dropped it off on Thursday, and when did you get it back?
This week.
Oh.
Monday. More piles of stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lots of stuff.
I got to lock down my wedding band.
Oh.
Yeah. So how's that going?
It's good. It's a really big decision.
I was thinking about that a lot yesterday.
I keep looking at I took pictures of the things on my hand, and then I like stare at the picture like it's me staring down at my hand. And it's not my hand. I don't know what that thing's doing on there.
You'll get used to it.
I hope so.
Great.
What are you thinking?
I don't know.
Titanium?
No.
Platinum?
It's either going to be gold or platinum.
Yeah.
And I actually, weirdly, like, for some reason, yellow gold.
Yeah, yellow gold is, it's traditional.
I love yellow gold.
Me too.
Yeah, it is. And it just, this it looks good on
golden
me.
Golden ring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, maybe part of it is it doesn't, if I just get something I would get.
Yeah. Well, you wouldn't get that. You wouldn't get a ring.
Right. But I mean, even if I got I don't know. It's not.
Wouldn't be
it's
special?
Well, it's not that. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's not costume jewelry.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Go for it.
I don't know. We'll see. I'm working on it.
Go for it.
They got all these janky sizes and thicknesses. And
what size are you? Did you get it?
I'm a 9.
Oh, you're a 9.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I think I'm an 8.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
You're an 8?
I have huge fingers.
Oh, that's right. You do. Yeah. Piano playing hands.
Large hands.
Yeah.
Big spider hands.
This is funny. 415 says, 4 to 5 days is nothing. My mother-in-law has been staying with us every 2 weeks since my second son was born in October. And she stays for 2 weeks at a time. I'm a saint.
Oh, wait a minute. But she's helping you with your newborn.
But who knows
if
she's demanding.
You know, they say they're helping.
They're nagging the entire time. Is that helping?
My mom's coming and she helps.
Yeah,
it's
your
like,
mom is one of a kind, man. She's a saint.
Beyond necessary. Mm-hmm. And we're there. This is the last week of maternity leave.
Yeah.
Chick's been off for 6 months.
It's crazy. Luckily, she, you know, the transition will be slightly easier because she does work from home. But still, even then, it's like when you're at home, I think it's actually really hard to work from home.
I agree.
You know, you're just, you're at your house. The life creeps in.
I just, I've told you this before. I just didn't believe people who work from home actually worked. And then she's hammering away in there on conference calls and like, wow,
working.
She's working.
Right.
I feel like as long as you have a good setup and she has her office and all that, then it could be, it could
work
really
part of the reason
well.
We had to move.
You got to lock the kids out.
Yeah.
Are you going to have to move again now that you have a second kid?
No, there's no moving again.
What about when you have the third kid?
Yeah. There won't be a third kid.
What about the dog?
What about when your mom wants to move?
You know what? The second kid, there was a lot of, like, I don't want to say guilt tripping, but there was for sure, like, I need to think about this because I'm her partner and I need to be considerate of what it is she wants to. And when we agreed to try, I was like, all right, look, I'll try.
Yeah. Try for 3 months.
We'll put a few months on it and we'll try. And if it doesn't happen, at least we can say,
we tried.
Boom. You following me?
I'm with you.
Does it bum you out that you have such strong swimmers?
Well,
none of your swimmers have,
you know,
like,
what it was?
Dented heads. None of them. 100%, bro.
Things were weird because we had some misses, and misses are heartbreaking. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to say less so for me, but I mean, it was hard.
Sure.
So we tried for a month. She got pregnant. I'm like, oh my God, come on.
Jesus.
And then she lost it. And so that was like, it was the same month. It wasn't long, you know, it wasn't like one, you know, it was like six,
she wasn't bonded
6 weeks.
With it. Right. Yeah.
So then.
No, but still, it doesn't matter. You've already, you know, when you're looking to have a baby and you lose one, it's. And no one understands the pain that someone
Well, you
goes
just
through.
you're already there in your head, like, oh, this is on.
Right.
Yeah.
And then so we waited. So you have to fudge a month. Mm-hmm. So I can't count that month, can
well,
I?
Can.
Now I'm
Yeah, you can.
Listen to him. I'm like, I can't.
Count
can I?
That month.
And we do it again and we got again. Mm. And then we missed that one.
Two in a row.
And then we had another fudge month. And I can't count that. Can I, Hooman?
Count that month.
You can't count that month.
Count that month.
To count the month, it was over at the second
count
one.
Right. So then I'm like, all right. This
Man,
is-
you guys are, that's actually like pretty freaking amazing at you guys' age, too, to like get pregnant each month that you try.
Well, then the
insane.
Last time I'm
that's
like, amazing. It'll never happen.
Right.
Clearly, it's not meant to be. And
well,
then
how devastating for her.
And then it happened.
And then it didn't go away.
No, and then that's our sister,
Edie.
I have a feeling you took 3 months and made it 5 months, but
that's what
exactly
I just
what
said. That's months. What I just told you. Yeah, it was supposed to be three, and it turned out to be five or six. But there's the, you know.
He needs to shine a month.
What was I going to do? Count that month?
No.
She's looking at me with
what are you, heartless?
Sad face.
Poor thing. Oh, the poor thing. God, that's...
I'm like, oh.
So hard.
He finally agreed and I keep losing him. Don't count this month.
Well.
All right, I won't.
I don't know. It didn't really go down like that, but believe me, inside my own head, I'm like, I can't count it.
Right.
How am I supposed to?
You can't. It wasn't a month that you tried. But
I tried
for 3 months.
There was definitely the last month announcement. Like, look, this is the last try.
When you got,
oh, you said that?
It was like, it must have been November or December, and I was like, look, this is it. We're trying this one last time, and if that's it.
Can I ask a super inappropriate personal question?
Yeah. Well, we're already super inappropriate and personal as it is. So
when you're doing it, are you not
trying to miss?
Yeah, are you not thrusting? What can I say? Like, are you
no,
holding
I'm,
back?
No,
like,
no,
what
no.
are you doing?
Look, I was trying to hold up my end of our bargain.
So you're going for
he's
it.
Not all in,
are you
man.
Going for it?
Look, I don't know about you, but even if you go into it thinking, you know, once you're there and things are
cooking.
I don't know. You get carried away once again. There you are.
Right. Oh, you're not jackhammering, are you?
That's
no
probably
way.
A pretty good position to be in to get someone pregnant. They're just, you know, everything, gravity's working for you.
I can honestly say I'm not a jackhammer guy.
Are you mentally talking to the swimmers.
By the way, the jackhammer is
boys.
Some crazy position Hooman does, and he's only he's professional enough.
Wow,
right.
He's
to do
very
that.
Advanced. Very, although you're a little out of practice.
I'm
out
of practice.
I don't know if you can
many
really.
Many years. Yeah. Anyway, you mentally talking to the guys?
No.
Like, all right, guys,
no.
You know what's about to happen here?
No, there's no mental conversation.
You know it's about to happen here. Well, maybe you don't. This is your you guys' first time, but. You know, you have brothers who...
Yeah, who have all passed.
they died trying.
Yeah. You guys should go the same path.
Anyway.
Oh, God, I love this show.
Do you?
Real quickly, everyone.
Yes.
Go to the Alice973 Instagram. Our intern, Brandon, dressed up.
Why?
We don't.
Well, that's
we
what we keep asking him.
We think he's applying for another job. You won't tell us the truth.
For once.
We want the truth.
Maybe he's crushing on some lady. Maybe he's crushing on the other intern.
Oh.
Why are you busting his game? Well,
don't bust his game up.
Leave him be.
Great performance last week.
It's rare that we have three good interns. Everyone, no one date. Everyone, just do your job.
Yeah, we have three solid. Like, actually, you know, there is no B team this time.
No B team. No. Anyway, if you want to see Brandon, he does not have
an
Instagram.
So cute. He's my little Don Draper.
Yeah.
I've had a few Don Drapers over
there. Yeah, we have.
There was one kid, he was dressed up every single time he came in.
That guy's married now.
What?
I called him up to, or I sent him a message saying, hey, let's have another like sushi outing. And then he goes, oh man, I look forward to introducing you guys to my wife. And I'm like, no, that.
Did you rescind his invitation?
And then he tagged her in the post. She's like, I'm in. I'm like, oh my God.
Did you go?
No, we haven't.
Why can't you like his bride?
He doesn't want
his friends to get hooked up.
It's our sushi night.
It's a boy sushi night. Boys and fish. Everyone knows. That's a thing.
What's the matter with her being there?
It's fine. Who knows?
She's a real downer.
No, it's just,
I haven't met her yet, but I'm just sure
of it. She might be your next new best friend. Your best friends are girls. So what is the deal?
Well, it's, I mean.
Sarah. Paris,
she's probably not a socialite.
Sarah.
And she's probably not
filthy
rich.
She doesn't have a title. No
title.
Erin.
She's a commoner.
Yeah.
Who are the other ladies he hangs at? They're all girls.
So many.
Yeah, all girls.
Are they? Sarah. Did you say Sarah?
Sarah. Your mom, Sarah.
Yeah.
Your mom, Zara. Yeah.
Paris.
Yeah, we say her. Erin. Yeah.
Erin, right.
Right. Hannah. She still around?
No.
What about New Hannah?
Hannah.
No,
New Hannah around?
No, they're both gone.
Oh, they're both gone. Oh.
Well, the other one's married.
Does old Hannah still live around here?
I think so. I haven't seen her in...
What about Rachel? Where's Rachel?
I miss Rachel the most.
Why do you miss Rachel the most?
Because she was a nice person. She's so cute and fun.
Is she?
Smiley. She seemed to genuinely like you. Which I can't say about Hannah.
Right now? Yeah, Hannah was a user.
Not anymore.
We all sniffed that out.
Yep.
I didn't sniff it out. I just know because you guys told me.
Oh.
But
yeah, I didn't sniff it out either.
Her intentions weren't good. They weren't pure. It was about her, not about Hooman.
Yeah. I mean, she did make that giant head.
Do appreciate that. I love the giant head.
I stare at the
head.
Giant head all the time.
Is there a camera that looks at the giant Hooman head? Because that really should be.
I think it does get picked up. Like, I do see it on pictures and.
Vaughn, whenever a woman talks, you should just have it on the
Can we staple like a rubber band to the back of that and I'll just wear it right here?
Yeah, that might interfere with your voice making it to the microphone.
Can I make a whole, well.
No, don't cut it.
I think the head's too big.
It's life size, so it's probably a little too big for you. Hooman, are you going to hang with us today or what, man? I was so proud of you yesterday. Your force field went up and you hung the whole show.
Am I not here right now?
No, you're 100,000. I'm asking.
I don't know. It depends.
Like, the script is good so far.
Depends.
You've written a great script.
The feistiness and the moods.
Oh.
Yeah, I'll be here. Are you kidding me, please?
Sarah, are you feisty today?
I'm feisty every day. I mean, I feel like I'm the same every day.
We're very worried about two things. One, nicotine's going away, everybody.
I know.
And
when
two,
is that?
I just
that's a
opened,
long time away.
I just opened my last pack.
Oh, no.
Well, how many are in a pack?
40. So that's probably about it's about 30 days.
Oh, worth.
So it's you're a little over one a day.
A little over one a day, usually.
And actually. Number two is five people.
Oh, don't,
are coming
over. Don't worry. No, I think it actually went down to five because oh. I think their 16-year-old daughter is staying. I'm not positive on it. It doesn't matter. Five, six, who cares? Bring 10. You know, you're bringing five people.
Why not five more?
Why not? Shoehorn them in, people.
Good for you.
Yeah. Have you guys figured out the sleeping and everything?
Yeah, I think so. And now I have to tell my son not to come home this weekend. So,
oh,
I know. Well, I think we're going to need his
but
room.
Mom, yeah, please.
Well, he's going to come visit, though, right?
Probably.
I miss you.
I hope so.
I want to see you.
He loves his my family. Cousin Brad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What
I saw
do?
Him last week.
Oh,
it's fine.
Maybe he could take one back with him.
Oh my God!
Place.
Maybe he could take all the children. Like, take the children.
He's
show
got
them
some,
what it's like at
he's
Berkeley.
He's got some crappy roommates. Poor kid.
Maybe he could drive them out with his new crappy roommates. Yeah. I brought a family of four children over. What? You guys, they can play with your cat.
I love this. Did you see this thing, Lena Headley? Heady?
Yeah, it's Cersei Lannister.
What'd she sue? What'd she do?
It's a picture of her she must have put on Instagram of her without makeup.
Oh. Is she fugly?
Well, it's just her without makeup, and all the trolls were giving her crap. You need to wear makeup. And her response was, go bleep yourself. Man, it gets under everybody's skin, even when you know better. You find yourself
You're
responding.
You're the one who put the picture up.
You get
you
baited
knew no
right
one was
going
to say anything nice.
Right.
Yeah. Well, and yet, she's still beautiful.
Of course she is. She's Cersei Lannister, for God's sake. I
mean. You mean what?
I was just clearing my throat.
Okay, KLZ, KLZ HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's Morning Show, we'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3. Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.